Coach on the road with the MLB stars of the game, and I got the man here, Nico Horner. How we doing?
Doing great. Yeah, excited to play tonight.
All right, let me take you back a little bit, because I've been following your career. Now, a few years back, the Cubs was in a pennant chase. They won a World Series, and we were hearing rumors about this young and up-and-coming rookie, Nico Horner. So what was that like for you, just waiting your time to get here?
Yeah, I mean, I think what you mentioned of the success of the group that I joined was definitely important to me and made for a unique team to come up to. You know, you get called up to a team when, you know, you're sharing a locker room with Riz and Javi and KB and these legends in the game, right? And then not to mention all the pitchers, like the presence of those people was very real, and I feel like I learned a lot just by watching people go about their business.
So you're going to just use my show to call on heavyweight names.
That's right, just laying them all out there. So, no, but it's an amazing thing to get to play with people that you watch growing up and learn from them, yeah.
So, I mean, when you think about it, man, a lot of kids don't understand. It's a process getting to the big leagues. And in some cases, you could be ready, but you got to bide your time. And Nico abided his time, made it up through the system, and now you fastly become one of the faces of the Chicago Cubs.
Yeah, and I mean, especially getting to play in Chicago is an incredible opportunity, you know, for either team here, right? It's an incredible city to be living in and to play sports in, and we're incredibly lucky with our fan base that we have, and it makes playing every day a lot of fun.
Well, I mean, they got to be even special for the Cubs. I tell you about Cubs America's team. You guys go all over, and you sell out crowds just to come see the Cubs play.
Yeah, we're incredibly lucky. I mean, you go to Arizona or San Diego or places a long way from Chicago, and we've got great support, and we definitely feel that, and they make a big difference for us.
So do you pinch yourself sometimes and say, wow, I'm really in the big leagues?
Yeah, I do, and I think that's important to remember. You know, you show up to Fenway for the first time like I did this year, or, you know, things like that you dream about growing up, and it's very real, and I think it's important to keep that feeling.
So do you miss those minor league days?
I feel like I learned a lot. You know, it was a little short for me, and I was hurt a decent amount in the minor league, so that was definitely challenging. But, you know, I like where I'm at now.
You don't miss it at all. Yeah. I mean, did you go through those days? You know, Torrey Hunter told me about them peanut butter jelly salami days. Did you experience those?
We got it pretty good now, to be honest, man. I mean, there's definitely the big leagues is a different level, obviously, but, you know, the Cubs do a great job of taking care of their minor leaguers, and the resources we have here are pretty good, so we've been lucky.
So, you know, a lot of fans never get to see the inside of a major league locker room. What is it like to walk in this tunnel and come down in there and actually be inside a major league locker room?
It's special. I mean, it's our space. You know, it's a special place to have a room full of guys that have, like you said, worked so hard to get here. And, you know, we're all at different points in our career, but have that common purpose of winning and making the most of every day. And I think it's really inspiring to be around other guys like that.
And what about some of the comical things that go on in the team?
Yeah, I mean, there's always something. I think one of the coolest parts of our game is just that we have people in our locker room from everywhere in the world, right? I mean, we've got multiple Japanese players from all across Latin America, all across our country here, and, you know, great senses of humor. Hector Neris is hilarious in our bullpen and keeps things loose around here, and we got a good group.
And, again, I know having coached on them rides to and from the game, there's a lot of trash talking going on. Do you guys have trash talk?
Yeah, there's always some good banter, whether it's, you know, fantasy football in the off season or whatnot. But we got a good group, and really enjoy playing with these guys.
So how many more years for Nico?
For what? Playing baseball?
Playing baseball.
Man, as long as I can play. You know, they're making it hard on guys to stick around now. Obviously, the talent is so high, and there's so many good players. But play for as long as I can and keep enjoying it.
That's too cool. First major league hit?
I was in my debut, my first at bat in San Diego in September of 2019.
First major league home run.
It was first pitch I saw here at Wrigley.
You get the ball?
I did get the ball. It went in the bushes, so no fans got it.
What'd you do with it?
Just at home. At home, got it in a drawer and some other cool things. But baseball gloves are the main thing that I've like really held on to. I got all my gloves I've used, so that's the one.
You didn't give it to Mama?
She gave it back to me. She said, "I got too much stuff in the house." So.
Mama, get it back from me. Walking locker room for the very first time, seeing you and from hanging out. What was that feeling like?
Incredible. You know, all the emotions. There's excitement. There's nerves. But all those things come from an amazing place of understanding how much work it took to get to that point, and all the people that helped me. And I was really lucky with my family and coaches and everyone I had, and feel like all those people have a little part of that too.
Did you cry?
He cried. When I got called up, definitely. Okay. I don't know about in the locker room, but everywhere else probably.
Mama cried?
Yeah, of course.
Coach with the man, Nico Horner.
There you go.
I appreciate it.
Thank you.
In an effort to promote diversity in baseball, a league of our own, Developmental Baseball League, will be starting a fall league to help promote, again, diversity in baseball. And in our efforts to carry on Dick Allen's legacy, we will be naming one of the teams in our league the Dick Allen Hitman. What's your thoughts about that?
I like that. I like that a lot. My thoughts on it is it fits the athlete. I mean, him hitting the deep home runs, what he's known for, the monster home runs, it just fits the name to a T, the Hitman.